Was
from day one.
Is that Russo?
That I've been in WCW. I've done nothing. Nothing but deal with the bullshit of the politics behind that curtain.
Bro, you tell him.
Bro.
The fact of the matter is, I've got a wife.
He's probably telling the truth too.
Real talk,
bro.
This was the pipe bomb before the pipe bomb.
True.
But let me tell you the reason
this
why
is the
I
before
did
the
come
bro.
Back. I came back for every one of the guys
no.
in that locker room that week in, week out, bust their ass for WCW.
Are we putting over Vince Russo?
No, it's the anniversary of
not really.
He's gonna castrate us on his podcast. He's gonna castrate the marks.
Hey man, I'm allowed to like who I like.
Don't let anyone tell you different.
We gotta get to the good stuff, but he's dissing Hogan.
Hogan, bro. He's got a skin of a hot dog.
I'm gonna tell you something, Mean Gene.
Woo. That goddamn politician, Hulk Hogan!
Eat your vitamins,
but
brother.
Let me tell you people what happened out here in this ring tonight. All day long I'm playing politics with Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan tonight wants to play his creative control card.
And he had that in his contract.
Behind the curtain stuff
he
here.
He had that in his contract. Full creative control. Double H.
It won't work for me, brother.
No, it's like, I don't think that'll work for me, brother. That's infamous.
So he didn't want to lose to Jeff Jarrett.
Didn't want to
so
lose
Jarrett
business.
Laid down and just was like, kick the belt.
Hogan got his belt and he went the hell home. And I promise
belt, pal.
Everybody around
title, crap.
Championship. You will never see that piece of shit again.
Damn.
All right.
Woo! Is Hulk Hogan really the one to blame, like for the like for setting the fucking fuse for the demise of WCW?
I blame Hogan for everything.
Hulk Hogan's got a skin of a hot dog.
Nah, it wasn't Hogan.
No?
I think it was the leadership. I mean, Hogan had a
because he
Hogan was
he's
half
the one
the
that
leadership.
Began that trend of guys having creative control.
Because
it wasn't just Hogan.
WCW.
It was other some of those other bigger guys had the same thing.
It was Scott
yeah.
Hall also.
That was a lot of the beginning of the business. Well, Scott, I mean, with Nash being like a booker, that didn't help.
Yeah,
he was a booker towards the tail end of WCW.
At the end. Yeah.
Do they have what we're talking about.
Do they have that documentary on the network,
the death of WCW?
If you're interested, I have the rise and fall of the WCW DVD.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Oh,
I got all those old DVDs.
Nice. Oh.
So the reason why I played that to start the show off is because it's summertime.
All you marks are there.
And I wanted to talk about, or at least at some point get into, the Bash at the Beach pay-per-views that are now no longer a thing. But two of the biggest moments in wrestling came out of those pay-per-views.
And I have a highlight that I like to touch when we get there.
Word, we'll get there. But in case you didn't know, you're listening to Matt Mania.
Ooh, yeah!
And the whole crew is back. We're in the building, ladies
the
and gentlemen. I'm Mega Ran, and yes, the Fearless Foursome is all together. We got the band back together, brother.
That's right.
Yo, it's Mega Ran. And who else is here?
Mega Ran, a.k.a. Mongo McMichael.
Oh, I'm
Mongo McMichael.
Wow. I'm the weak link.
No,
that's
man.
Okay. I had the hot wife, though, so that's
and
cool.
You got the briefcase. You got the money.
There you go.
You got the Samsonite briefcase.
I get the bag.
That Samsonite briefcase.
They used to always hype that up. We got to my left.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, the Neo X, also known as the Conan of the NWO. I'll say that.
The Conan. Orale.
Orale.
And
viva Mexico.
To his left, who we
yo,
got?
Yo, T-Call in the building.
The villain?
Yo.
Also known as what? What? If you could be a villain in the NWO, who would you be? Like, who's the most villainous in the NWO?
I don't know. Probably Scott Hall.
Yeah?
Because, damn. You know, he started it.
Because he was cool.
He's
hey,
a bad
yo,
guy.
I was going to say Brutus the Barber Beefcake, but all right.
I would say Horace Hogan.
Yo, right. Remember Horace?
Man.
And to his left.
Raven got with the NWO eventually, didn't he?
Everybody was in the NWO.
Virgil,
I think I was in the NWO at some point. Yeah. Toward the end, I was in there.
Towards the end.
What about me?
What about Megaran?
Yeah.
Yo, who else is in the building?
Yes, yes. Brock Knowledge in the building. Glad to be back. Talking some wrestling, talking some hip hop, talking whatever.
You hear that sultry voice, ladies and gentlemen? That's Brock Knowledge.
Brock Knowledge. That's Arn Anderson right there.
He's the enforcer. I'm with that. Yo.
He's over there appearing in different promotions, pushing people.
That's right.
I like that. All right. Yeah. So we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to do our putovers at the end.
Okay.
But we haven't done any hip hop talk in a while. So we came in and a big album dropped. Last week, or maybe the week before,
Friday before last.
That was a mediocre album.
I mean, it was big as far as the shockwaves that sent through the business. Like, a lot of people have talked about it nonstop. So, we would be remiss as hip hop guys to not even talk about it. So, I do want to at least mention it.
Yeah,
and it is Drake Scorpion. Yeah.
Right.
Was that 25 tracks or something like that?
25,
way too many.
Chock full of rap.
The reason and that singing. The name Kiki is popular again.
I hate Kiki.
Oh,
Kiki used to be girls' nicknames when I was a kid.
True.
I haven't heard Kiki in a long time.
I remember a Kiki on my block.
Right.
Oh, Kiki.
It's going to be the biggest song.
With no gym shoes?
No gym shoes.
No gym shoes.
She had a couple babies and the
socks in the street, walking down the street.
She was 13.
Kiki, keep your babies out the street.
So,
yeah.
Kiki.
Any thoughts on this album? Like, I listened to it really quick that night it came out.
Yeah.
I remember it took a little while to get to Spotify. So I was getting like live texts from Rocky Tyree, like, yo, he's actually going in on this. Like, and I was like, okay.
That's weird to get from Rocky Tyree. I wouldn't expect Rocky Tyree to text something about Drake.
Like, he was like, yo, he's spitting on this. And
he's got his finger on the pulse.
It made
son.
Me listen. And I got to say, Drake is spitting on it. Let's talk about the fact that it's 25 tracks. So it's significantly more songs than like any hip hop release of the last few years.
Well, it's supposed to be a double disc.
The idea was double disc, even in the digital age. Right. So, what do y'all think of that? Was it too many songs?
Right. He could have made a classic album with one disc. Hmm. There's a lot of filler, a lot of throwaway in my opinion.
So you feel like he had a good 13, 14 joints?
I think you could pull that off that album.
I also don't feel like it was really a clear, other than like artwork that says like what's side A and side B or whatever.
Yeah.
Not really a distinction. Between side A and side B. I think Drake albums are normally like that.
So I think there's a big distinction. Side A to me is the rap.
No, side A is rapping, hard rapping.
And I'm
side B smooths out.
A normal Drake album is he's rapping on the beginning half of it and towards the later half of it.
Lord knows it's towards the end of Take Care.
Neo?
So if it was two disc,
yeah,
would you say it's like the Legend of the Gaia? Of hip hop.
Of hip hop?
I don't get the reference, but
it's a video game.
That's not even a big video game. I mean, that's like, we could have said Final Fantasy or something if we're going to talk about multiple discs.
There's also.
Games.
Final Fantasy VII was like a four disc.
That was four discs.
Yeah, like Legend of the Gaia.
No hip hop album would become four discs.
There was also the theory that a lot of that album was scrapped and re recorded because Kanye had heard a lot of the record. Which is allegedly is where Pusha T got a lot of his ammunition for the track he did against Drake. So Drake had to go back and re-record.
And like address the kid and stuff.
Lots of like commingling in that.
That's why Drake gets the biggest L.
Drake definitely
Drake
lost that battle.
L for that. For the fact that I have to listen to that album and hear all of this trying to clean up the battle shit. Trying to be like, oh, my dad wears...
Army boots.
Where Steve Harvey suits and he dresses himself or something, trying to like.
He's like addressing the Pusha lines.
Addressing Pusha lines. The only dead beats are the beats that I'm rapping to. Like just shit like that. That's kind of a fly bar.
Though. It's a nice bar.
But still, the fact that like nah man,
you only wrote that because of what Pusha said to you. So
what is
there's too much of that going on in the album.
The first song that I listened to when it dropped.
Is there more?
Was Sanders Rose?
Oh, okay.
Because
so you skipped right to the DJ Premier song?
Yeah.
You skipped the intro, all that?
I went right back to the intro, though, because I know Drake's intros are always fire.
Intros are always pretty good.
But to hear Primo on a Drake album. And let's keep it real. Like, Prim's probably going to get a diamond plaque for this. Easily going to get a diamond plaque for this.
Yeah.
And I also think it's dope that at this stage of Prem's career, he can still get a placement like fucking Drake.
Man, I got the squeaky
chair.
Yeah,
man.
Fuck.
So, I mean, Drake
it's
knows
a
good hip hop.
I just wish they would have took the fucking scratches off. I want to hear the scratches.
How do we know there are scratches? Who said there were?
Preem said there were scratches. And they were taken off.
We
got to
get the wiki wikis.
I want to hear the Preem. I want to hear the Preem.
Yeah, it's almost not Primo without scratching. Like, I don't understand that.
And then didn't Drake say something like you can get scratched like DJ Premier or something? You can get scratched
like Primo, yeah.
Well, then what? And then you take it off. Why would you do that?
Because Primo got scratched. Come on, Drake.
Your scratch is going to get scratched like DJ Premier.
Exactly. You got to...
I think it'll happen. I think we'll hear it.
Yeah, dip into that lore.
It'll
baby.
Come out soon, I think. So a lot of other albums have come out around that time. We had the Nas album. We talked about the Jay and Beyonce album. Have you heard that?
No, I've only heard.
You have Tidal, and you just like nah.
I've been listening to Tiana. Tiana gets a lot of burn. Tiana's getting a lot of burn still, and it's only like 25 minutes.
I do like the Tiana, and it's a really short record, but it's good.
But I like that one. I like there's a Ty Dolla and Jeremiah song I like. It flips the old Groove Theory joint.
Mm.
Is it Groove Theory? Yeah. I also like a joint called London by Jacquees. That's fire. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good music out, a lot of good R&B.
Yeah,
I'm an R&B guy too.
There is
I love
some
good
really
R&B.
Good R&B
but this
out
year
right
has
now.
Also been heavy with the hip hop.
Oh yeah, hip hop's been crazy this year.
And so we're at the halfway point.
Everybody and anybody has been dropping, and
we haven't had a year like this where you get a Jay-Z, Beyonce, Nas, Drake, Kanye, all these big heavy hitters.
I don't think it's the craziest summer of the ever of all time, like everybody's saying though.
It seems like
I look
man.
Back to 98.
Well, you're saying not the craziest summer.
I look
but
back
I'm
to
saying craziest year in general if it keeps going the way it's going. We're supposed to be getting Run the Jewels, supposed to be maybe dropping this year. Wow. I heard
Swizz has got an album dropping with Nas, apparently.
What?
I think I read that. Or maybe it's a Swizz album and Nas is, I don't fucking know.
I think I read that that he has a Nas
Muddy
album.
Muddy Waters 2 is coming this year.
Finally.
They've
been talking about that for a while.
I mean, we had the Black Thought Ninth Wonder Project, which is fire. Book of Ryan by Royce of 5'9" is fire.
So you about to go ahead and name off your top five?
I'm just naming what's coming.
Off? No, we're just talking about good records
what came out this year.
Like, it's been good stuff. I just went through the
trying to hold you to it.
Ranker Music site, and they were saying there's a lot of stuff that I didn't even think about. The Black Panther album came out, which was dope.
That was TDE.
We had Daytona. Migos dropped Culture 2.
This year?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
That's so crazy.
Culture 2 came and went.
Yeah,
that was 2018.
Ric Flair drip.
I wasn't
still
surprised, but yeah,
it
seems like yeah, that's the thing that those songs were out for a while.
Okay,
Kissy Ghost.
They're
I really
on a
like
a bunch of Cardi stuff now, and that's what I was saying. Like Cardi's got like
congrats to Cardi.
Cardi's records are
congrats
rolling.
Congrats to Cardi and take over, take off. Right, which one is she with?
Take off. Offset?
Offset.
Offset. Which Migo? Whatever Migo.
Offset.
Offset.
Yeah, Nipsey Hussle's record was dope this year.
Victory Lap did come out this year. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, man, it's been some good stuff. Prime 2 kind of came and went, but...
It did.
That was Royce's fault. He dropped right after that.
Like 3 weeks.
Right.
So, the Black Milk record. So, yeah, this has been a good time for hip-hop. So, if you got
Dessa
a song
too.
Or an
Dessa
album...
Dessa dropped her last album, too. Dessa was this year. I'm a big Dessa
word.
Fan.
Dessa's dope.
Yeah, I like her.
So, there's been a lot of good stuff. So, if you got something that we missed, feel free to drop us a line in the comments. NeoX, how can they find us on the Twitters?
Well, no, that's me. That's the NeoX.
Not your shameless plug, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. Shameless plug 101. You can catch us at the Matt Mania Podcast. Just search Matt Mania Podcast on your Twitter device, and we are dropping the newest of new and the hottest of takes.
True. And we're also on Instagram at Matt Mania Pod. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere. Just type us in Matt Mania Pod.
I think.
We at your mama's house in the refrigerator right now.
I think I want to create a Matt Mania Snapchat. So if you want to discuss all things wrestling.
Are y'all Snapchatting? I don't Snapchat.
I think I'll Snapchat.
I'm pretty bad at it.
So if the
I have Snapchat, and I do snap occasionally.
If the Matt Maniacs sometimes. Want a Matt Mania Snapchat, so you can spill all your wrestling guts out to the Matt Mania Podcast.
Spilling the guts. Mm-hmm.
Spilling the guts. I will create one, and if you build it, they will come, I hope.
Nice Field of Dreams reference.
We'll see. Hopefully, see y'all out there on the snaps. I stopped using Snapchat when they had that Rihanna thing go down. You remember that?
Oh yeah,
they did a thing and Rihanna kind of
canceled.
They lost
a lot. They lost a lot of followers, man.
Yeah, they kind of got a little. I don't know. They kind of popped fly with a poll of like who would you rather see like get punched, and it was like Rihanna and somebody else.
Snooki.
And it's like, come on, you didn't have to do that. Like, really? I don't know. It was a little bit irresponsible.
Yeah.
So So Rihanna was like, oh, Snapchat's canceled. And then a whole lot of people jumped out of there,
well,
too.
Well, I think
Also, they stopped when, not saying that they didn't stop with that, but when Snapchat did the big update and Snapchat, like, changed.
That's the swiping was weird.
That's when I seen everybody stopped using it. Like, they were doing, like, not posts, but shit where you got the signatures to get them to try to make Snapchat back the way it was.
Oh, so they changed it up and people didn't like
people
it.
Really didn't like the update.
I was thinking about making a Snapchat that way the Matt Maniacs can get at us, tell us all their wrestling, you know, fantasies or wrestling thoughts.
Dave just wants to slide into some Matt Maniacs DMs.
That's what the Twitter's for, baby.
No, that's what Snapchat is for.
Oh, okay.
It disappears.
I didn't know that.
Be careful on the Snapchat.
I think I wanted to open up to another media, but okay.
Wow. Okay. Be careful to the media that you're opening up to.
Maybe.
Okay. I will be on the lookout.
So we got a WWE pay-per-view happening this week.
Extreme Rules. We got to pull up that card.
I don't want to talk about this card, so let's get it up. And let's talk about any predictions. Let's get it up. all right. So we got on kickoff show.
Well, because do you guys want to talk about
the... Are we going to talk about the card or not?
Do you want to talk about the go home to it?
Not really.
Okay, let's just go straight into the
card. I mean, they didn't do anything new. I mean, I like the fact that... Let's just talk a little bit about Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley. They did a little bit of more
so
build
can,
up.
So can I just say?
Okay.
Were there more cheers for Roman this week?
I could have sworn I heard a "Let's Go Roman" chant.
I thought I heard
right.
They were in Boston, right?
Yeah,
in
Boston.
Wasn't there a "Let's Go Celtics" chant during the Bobby Lashley Roman Reigns promo? I had heard.
No, there was a "Let's Go Roman" chant.
I think I heard some Celtics stuff too. Yeah. But so, that were I've never heard "Let's Go Roman." Like that was the first time. So we talked about this last week, and we'd love to get you two in on this. Bobby Lashley, Neo says, is the guy to kind of turn the crowd towards Roman because he thinks so Bobby can make a bad heel, like, or a good heel, which would be a good bad guy, which gives people a reason to cheer Roman.
Yeah.
I think he's so vanilla as a good guy. So I think maybe he could, if he turns on the attitude, he can be the guy to get Roman over.
Exactly. Any thoughts?
Did you guys just say that they were in Boston? Is that where they were at?
Yeah.
Boston. Okay.
So I feel like Boston is like a big fight. Town, that's what they always say. Like,
sure. Do you think they're smart, like a smart crowd, like Chicago?
Well, what I was gonna say is that the WWE are good with like pull apart, like brawls, like let's fight but not fight, and everybody break it up. Like they're good with that. When Brock was doing it with Roman, when Brock was doing it with Goldberg, I was getting hype.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're good with that. Anybody who like you see that, and it's like people who want to see a good fight, I feel like they're gonna like cheer.
So you're saying pull aparts get cheers.
Exactly.
Because they like, oh, they're about to fight. Oh,
like it's a scuffle.
One thing Roman did when he jumped over the top rope, that was a cool visual.
Yeah,
he got a lot of cheers.
Jumping on everybody. He got a pop. Yeah. I thought it was a great visual.
He splashed the entire roster.
Man, I don't want.
So how you gonna splash the whole roster and then nobody put hands on you when once you get up?
I'm gonna be like, man, you hit me. I'm not breaking this up. I'm fighting you.
The only dude that threw hands was Finn Balor. He threw hands at Constable Corbin. He's like, he ran into the ring, gave him a forearm, and then just started doing his business.
He's like, man, I don't like you. So we got a card with, I mean, I don't know. This looks like a decent card.
What was the kickoff you said?
So kickoff show is going to be New Day versus Sanity.
In a tables match,
which should make it interesting.
So the New Day that made it back to the pre-show.
But...
They're trying to get viewership on the pre-show a little bit higher.
Yeah, they want people to watch.
But the New Day, they're notorious for making the pre-show, you know, kind of like they set the bar with the pre-show.
Is this a 3-on-3?
Yeah.
3-on-3.
Okay.
Stable versus stable.
This is what I wanted to see anyway. I wanted to see the New Day fight Sanity, so
here it is.
I'll watch it.
I would have liked for this to be built up a little more, and maybe it will be, maybe they'll get another match after. Yeah.
In my opinion... At this point, when I saw Sanity with the Bludgeon Brothers, I was calling Sanity the Bludgeon Cousins.
Bludgeon Cousins.
Just because they kind of like slide right in.
They all seem a little related.
All y'all look alike. So, the Bludgeon Cousins.
All right.
Next to the Bludgeon Husbands.
Who do y'all see winning? Does Sanity have to win for it to...
Sanity's got
to
win.
...to continue as a feud?
Well, remember, New Day doesn't need this win. And Sanity took a long time to come in.
And
they've lost every time they've been in the match.
So, are you putting on your smart fedora or are you putting on your fan... face.
No, this is kind of
fanny pack?
This is a little bit smarky. Because I'm thinking if I was a fan who was waiting for Sanity to come after all this time and the shakeup, and then they lost, it's like, okay, it's time for them to get a big win.
Okay. Well, you know? I'm a New Day fan. I own three of the five Day? Shirts. So I want New Day to win.
Shout out to Kofi, who threw out the first pitch today at a Boston Red Sox game.
Bastion.
Bastion. Cut some kicks on, too.
Yeah. Kofi always stay with something fly.
Some machetes.
Always.
I'm hoping Sanity comes out with the win.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. They need some momentum. So we got Braun Strowman.
In a steel cage.
In a salad steel cage. salad steel cage.
Who's he fighting?
Salad. Versus Kevin
KO.
Owens. Okay. Now, this has been a weird build-up.
This is a weird build-up because of like how the characters have been developing. You have Kevin Owens kind of like playing the domicile character where, like, listen.
He's weak.
Yeah,
he's
like, I don't need to be fighting, you know, Braun Strowman. Why are you putting me in porta-potties and cages with Braun Strowman?
But it's been seeming like Braun Strowman's been picking on Kevin Owens. Like,
exactly.
But why is he?
Heel stuff, but yeah. It's just.
But at this point, like you said, it seems like it's just like I'm big and you're little. Like it seems like I'm bullying, like schoolyard stuff.
Is Braun Strowman in that realm where he's like so over? He's like an Austin, like a Rock, where he's doing heel shit and he's loved by everyone regardless of what he does. Is he in that realm right now?
Pretty much.
Even right now, he's getting in the realm. He's probably already been there. Where like. He's doing like slapstick shit.
Yeah.
Like
it's to the point now though. I think if this keeps up without him cashing in, that the crowd could turn on him.
But I
worry about that a little bit.
We should definitely talk. We didn't talk about this before. We should definitely talk about Brock Lesnar's appearance.
Will he show up ever?
No. I'm just saying Brock appeared in the UFC. Supposedly has a title shot in November against Cormier.
CD. Yeah.
So it's to me, his days are numbered. So at what point is Braun Strowman going to cash in, and we're going to get
it's
Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman?
So here's what Lynch dropped.
They're going to let Brock go to the UFC carrying the Universal title.
That would be hard.
Here's what Lynch.
You know how hard that would be.
Shout out to Lynch Kinetic. Popped up last week.
You think Vince not the about
the golden producer?
This?
Nah, they won't let him do that. But
that'd be hard.
Lynch was like, Brock has one match left on his contract. Yeah. He's been signing a match by match deal,
like at SummerSlam.
It doesn't have to be SummerSlam, but his next match is his last one.
SummerSlam.
Whatever he does in WWE is that's it, unless he re-ups again.
It's got to be SummerSlam.
So I would think they're going to hold it for SummerSlam. There's rumors saying that he might not even show up at SummerSlam.
And he's already in the testing pool, too, they were saying, for the USDA. So he's already begun that process.
Yeah, remember I told you that we talked about it before where you were like he still had 6 months
he was doing
of
it.
UFC time. Yeah. Like that shit was going to be wrapped.
But now it's like if he goes in the ring at SummerSlam, everybody knows he's going to lose.
Same as WrestleMania 20 against Goldberg.
And they're gonna they booed the mess out of that match.
That was a shit show. That was a terrible show.
Well, I don't have headphones. I don't know.
Check. Oh, here we go.
Wait, you're going up. Yeah, you got levels.
I think I was out.
Just extend his contract till after the UFC fight. Let him take the Universal title to the UFC. I'm not saying fight for it.
Like
don't lose
like
it to
if
Cormier.
Fantasy booking. Like,
no, but if he loses to Cormier, then he's weak. He can't come back and be like, I'm still the baddest man in WWE.
I got a feeling Brock Lesnar's going to go in there and destroy
him. But what if he does, though? But Cormier's got two titles. Imagine Brock with two titles, and one's the UFC title, and the other one is the
UFC
Universal
title. But UFC is real.
Title.
You can't book, let's book him to beat Cormier. Like, no, he has to beat him.
No, you're not booking him to do that. You're just doing
honestly,
it for the
if he loses, he's trash.
He can't come back and be the
feared champ. You know what I mean?
In the back
then
of my mind.
When he comes back, then he loses. That's what I'm saying. Just extend it until after the UFC fight. He goes to that fight. If he wins, he comes to WWE the next night with two belts. Loses the Universal title, then he leaves, and he has the UFC title.
Can I say something real quick, though?
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
I feel like the UFC, I think, in the back of my mind, I think it's kind of a work.
What, the UFC and WWE in
cahoots? No, not cahoots. I just feel like the UFC...
You feel like UFC is fake?
It could be a work. I don't think it's fake. I think like the action and the fighting is real. But in the back of my mind, I feel like, okay.
Think they're still picking
They
who
pick
wins?
A winner.
They pick a winner.
Nah. I think with a sport like that, it's not
they
like
pick
boxing.
The winner, Ronda would have never lost. She would have been 40-0, dog.
She was the face.
She was the face of the company.
Time.
Ronda would have been 40-0 and retired.
I guess it's just me because I've seen UFC fights where I'm like, yo, he just fucking threw the fight, you know?
And you know what? You need to get into that octagon and take one of those hits and be like, you know
okay.
What?
Like I'm saying,
you know what I mean? That's
imagine,
real, man.
Just imagine Brock winning and being crotched up on top of that octagon holding the Universal title and the
they
UFC
probably
title.
Won't let him put that belt on
would,
UFC
would that propel
TV?
The Universal title?
Would yeah. that finally propel it?
That like, move, like, I feel like the UFC and the WWE have been working together.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that move would propel both companies.
Hmm.
UFC has its downtimes also. Like,
yeah.
that would do good for UFC.
They're helping each other out.
Brock in the UFC.
Of course, Brock coming back helps
and
them.
And after
yeah.
a big win, that makes more people want to look at that. That makes people aren't really interested in the WWE saying, damn, that WWE dude just beat the fuck out of him. Let me watch some WWE.
That fake fighter just beat our real fighter.
Because, right. because it also adds a little bit of legitimacy to
exactly.
wrestling.
Fake wrestling.
Because everybody looks at wrestling as, oh, wait, it's scripted, it's fake. But then you see a guy like Brock Lesnar.
You would think you just said, but that's already been proven.
It's
Brock went
fake.
And won the title before. Like, that should be proven.
It's orchestrated.
Fans, but that's true. New fans.
Orchestrated.
What do they call
fake.
It? Orchestrated
oh, no,
or
it's choreographed.
Predetermined.
It's not
choreographed.
Fake.
They owe Brock
them,
for
them
all
UFC
of that Jimmy John's
fights, there's no way.
Shorts he's been wearing.
When those dudes are getting bludgeoned and they're fighting and you don't believe they're standing.
By the can't. Bludgeon husbands.
That's real, bro. That's
yeah,
those are two grown men.
Sharp elbows
and if it ever
head.
Came out that UFC, that, if it ever came out that UFC was... Oh,
is
it
work?
It'd be the biggest.
Do you remember?
I thought, I thought like there was lots of conspiracies like boxing was that way for a while.
I think boxing is more corrupt. I think UFC is literally
boxing judging is corrupt.
It's the judges
are corrupt.
And that's the thing. Like I heard that boxing is just as like quote unquote corrupt because of the judging because of
well, it's
people
always a
throwing fights
because you can score so the
and
judges
because
can't give,
they're saying they're saying UFC could be along that same
well,
vein.
They scoring UFC but
nah. I don't think so.
That's just what I heard.
Most UFC fights are very short.
Rumor and innuendo.
I got a feeling like if
most UFC fights don't go to scorecards, man.
Right.
Don't.
They're very short.
Like, do you remember when Brock Lesnar bust
the Frank Mir?
No, when he bust Randy Orton open.
Yeah, gave him a hard way.
Oh, that was a shoot, yeah.
No, I'm saying like
that. That was a shoot. Yeah, he hit him with a fucking elbow.
That's UFC right there. That's how quick those guys get bust open.
That's how, that's how it would happen in real life. People would be bloody.
I would not want to be the UFC fighter that was the one that they found out through a fight. I would not want to be that guy.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Because you got all the real fighters in the back
they would
that are
playing.
You're dead.
They would just beat you up. You wouldn't walk out of there.
But nah.
you I don't even know like, how you could throw a fight without it looking like the fight's been thrown.
That's what I'm saying.
Like what hit are you going to take? That's going to be like, hey, that's going to be a hit. Just punch me in the face.
Yeah,
one
you
good time.
Unless you get submitted.
Well, I mean.
Unless you like tap out.
It's not going to be like.
Be looking like Big Cass tapping out. You're going to be tapping out like that as soon as it gets thrown on? No, man. You got
to. I'm sure there's an art.
You know what I would do if I'm in the eye? If I end up on my back, I'm gonna tap out before they come near me. I'm like,
right. Like, okay, we're done.
You're gonna lay down like Jeff Jarrett, like we were talking about earlier.
Right.
I'll put up a fight on my while I'm on my feet, but if I go to the ground, I'm tapping.
It's over.
As soon as he touches me.
Wow.
You gotta look like a fucking fetus.
That's an interesting
thing.
Right.
You're like a turtle down
there.
Like,
all right, we're done.
I'm just saying, like, it was just rumor and innuendo that I've heard.
No, it's not.
It's out there, mm-mm. but it's out there.
I mean,
it is out
there.
Far out there.
But it's out there.
Closest thing was that Floyd and what's his name?
McGregor
shit.
Match.
McGregor shit.
Yeah,
that was trash.
That was the closest stuff that
like,
I could see.
They saying, like, that was a work, too.
Because then after that, Conor McGregor did that other shit where he threw, like, the stuff at the bus.
Again, work.
I mean, it was like, theatrics. Yeah, the theatrics to sell the fight.
Yeah,
but once they're in the ring, it's real.
Those theatrics weren't – I don't think those theatrics were not UFC endorsed.
Mm,
okay. Because Dana White was like – Dana White was like, nah,
he was mad. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, no
Dana
way.
White I thought he's like – didn't he, like, fine him for that shit?
Oh, he got – he's got legal stuff pending.
As a matter of fact, here's another reason. When – CM Punk just had his last fight. The dude who he was fighting, Dana White, said he was playing around with him and he could have ended the fight earlier. And Dana White kicked that dude.
Oh, yeah, the dude got in trouble.
So he's like, you want to bullshit?
For not ending the fight?
You win your fight, but because you were toying
with
him.
Like, you want to bullshit?
Oh.
We don't need that stuff in
See,
the UFC.
Yeah,
you
know what's definitely about sportsmanship.
Yeah, that
like,
creates more like solid evidence toward
and that's
that.
That's crazy because CM Punk got his ass beat again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like CM Punk, he was, you know, training and fighting against, you know, training
like
partners and whatever for 2 years. But when it comes to the real thing, it was just a whole different story.
Joe
if
Rogan
it were
talked
work,
mad shit about
don't
CM
you
Punk
think they would have
podcast.
Given CM Punk a win? Because that would have been huge for ratings.
It would have been great.
No. He would have got a win.
Yes, it would have been great for ratings.
That's a great
story. It was great for ratings from the get-go.
The first,
well, regardless.
The first fight.
No. Not the second fight.
I mean, irregardless.
He would have got
a win. That's not a word, but irregardless. That's not a word.
The first fight had the mystique because like, no one knew. Like,
they did the whole training montage.
Is he going to come out and be great?
That would have been big money.
He should have just gave him a GTS. I don't know what's the problem.
Best in the world. So we got another match. We got Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. Are there any stakes connected to this? Number one contender?
No stakes.
Nothing?
No stakes.
I'm going to go get me a steak during that match.
Winner gets a steak. How about that?
Roman basically said after this match.
That's the title of the episode right there.
To bigger and better things. So it's
Which is Brock if he shows up.
Right. So it's just like he's just like the match
this
has
is
notes.
Silly. They should have just called it number one contender.
Is it going to be Brock or is it going to be
no.
Braun?
No, because that means we're getting Roman and Brock again at Slam, and I don't want, no one wants that.
But it's going to happen again.
But that'll be it's
and then
be
Braun cashes
Brock.
In. But does
Braun's going to cash in, make it a triple threat?
Does he cash in before? Or does Braun cash in and get the scraps?
No, pause. No. Roman's going to win.
Pause.
And then he's going to cash
pause
on Roman
for a second.
Okay. No, can you do that? Can you do
this?
The,
all happened
no, do
before.
The
y'all realize that, right?
Blossom pause.
What happened before?
Because. Awesome. Roman is going to get cashed in on
fingers,
and then he's still not going to have the title.
Oh yeah,
this is the ongoing.
This is the part where, like, when the fans keep saying, "Oh, well, Vince is trying to shove Roman down our throat. He just wants him to be the greatest." Well, don't you think he would have gave him the belt by now? Like all this time, they make Roman lose the big fight every time. You notice this?
So you're and saying like Roman's going to beat Brock, and then all of a sudden you're going to
get cashed in?
And Braun's going to go in there and then kill him.
He is. And maybe it's a situation where Brock doesn't want to job the Roman. Maybe. I don't know. It could be something like that. But for whatever reason, like, why didn't they just do it at WrestleMania?
Do you think it'll come to that point where Brock's not going to want to do the business? Do you think it'll come to that? Because from what I was reading,
I don't think Brock cares.
No,
he's there for a check.
What I was reading, as of right now, like, things between Brock and WWE are not cool. So things are already dicey. So you got to wonder, like, is Brock going to do the business?
Does Brock losing to Roman Reigns hurt his UFC money?
No.
If he loses before he goes
No, because everybody in UFC is going
to
be like, it's scripted. Everybody
to be
UFC.
Like, oh, they just got you off the title so that you can go concentrate on your UFC match.
Because I'm thinking, I don't know. Like, how many months does Brock need to train for a heavyweight fight? I'm sure he's training right now because you never see the fucker on TV.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
He's training all the time.
Out there suplexing cows.
F5 and cattle,
baby. F5 and cattle.
All right,
yeah,
so
just like you know, when their contract is over, wrestlers and they always lose or make them job out or whatever before
everybody's
they go somewhere else.
Lose before you leave.
Yeah. But it seems like Brock WWE is good for that because it like hurts your image.
I guess he didn't.
In WrestleMania 20, Brock didn't lose,
but he got it back. Goldberg beat him.
Oh yeah,
this time around,
and it was a better match.
And
it
like,
definitely
and
was.
And that was kind of like a squash, for lack of a better.
I mean, the best thing about the Brock Lesnar Goldberg match at WrestleMania 20 was Stone Cold stunning both of them at the end.
Right, but that match was pitiful.
It was terrible, and the crowd wasn't into it. They
were
they weren't
into it. Leaving, so they were just like, "Nah." That's why this match. It's just I don't know. Crowd's gonna completely poop on it.
I mean,
like,
no,
I don't know.
A Roman and Brock match right now.
I still think Brock gets more cheers than Roman does. Though
the only thing they have is the Braun cash in. That'll save it.
That will save it.
They'll boo that whole match until
Braun Strowman. And people who left early are gonna be mad that they missed. That they
the
missed cash it.
That's
it's going to be like WrestleMania when they were shitting all over the match and then Roman lost.
And then, that surprised everybody at Mania. So
I was shocked.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like,
so
what?
So they always have a little trick up the sleeve.
But
they
might as well have been throwing shit in the ring at Mania the way that they were booing
they
that
were.
Match.
Like they
were.
Yeah, Bash in the Beach 96.
At the end, they were.
That was like Bash in the Beach 96. Good callback. Mm. You know something, brother. This is the new
Let me tell you
world
something,
order
dude.
Of wrestling,
hey, y'all
brothers.
Y'all want to talk about Bash in the Beach, man. Something I want to say about that is that I remember that being like, as far as like the look of it, was so dope.
It was cool.
And how,
such
like,
a shoot.
Yeah,
had a cool set
around and then being off the beach and shit like
it was
that.
Like, cool. Like the entrance
views
and it was
fucking suck
no,
now.
But the, like and the
that's
the bash,
when they had money to throw around.
It wasn't the bash on TBS. Wasn't the bash on regular TBS TV?
No, I think that they just
or was that Clash?
They would
no,
use
oh,
that
was Clash.
They would be there.
They would use that
building
set that
up
week.
To it. They would be wherever
okay.
that was.
Okay,
yeah.
So
leading
up,
they did have.
If
it wasn't Bash, it might have been the Clash of the Champions. One of those was actually on TBS.
They used to do Starrcade on TBS.
Maybe. But I do remember them doing Nitro in
yo,
that same building.
I give a big shout out to my Nana and Tata for having cable, because my parents didn't have cable. Yeah. And that's how I discovered WCW.
That's what's up.
On Saturdays. Because we used to watch the Braves on TBS, and then wrestling would come on.
If it was something WCW did, their pay-per-views looked dope.
Yeah, the sets were always cool.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I like that. But they were just spending so much money.
Well, they had that Turner bread.
Right, he had it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got, we don't know. We can't call it on Roman and Bobby Lashley. We don't know.
I'll say, I'm going to put my fan hat on.
Or Brock pops in and just F5s them both.
Brock ain't popping up at
Lashley to. I want Lashley to win just so they can build sympathy towards Roman Reigns.
You know what happens? Okay. Brock and or Paul Heyman appear on Raw.
Why are you still saying Brock? Brock ain't going to be there.
No, on the following Raw.
Raw after, they might.
Raw ain't got 100 grand.
Paul Heyman may be there.
To spin.
Right. He wins a UFC. What is it,
100 grand every appearance?
100 grand
for every appearance.
More than that.
Jesus Christ.
Brock went to UFC with a free ticket, and he won't show up to
And he looked like a dork.
A free ticket.
And he literally called out, like, the top heavyweights. Like, he called like everybody out.
He had like a suit on with a vest and a black shirt under.
You saw the meme, right?
Those gator boots on.
You saw the
gators,
meme,
though. Was kind
of
fly.
You saw the meme with the dude that was in Cormier's corner, the little guy. It was all the luckiest man on earth.
Yeah.
Because he shoved Brock, and Brock doesn't even look at him. Yo. Like,
yeah, if Brock would have tried to
kill that dude,
he would have got snapped in half. He would have
suplexed him out of the octagon like he suplexed Shannon Moore out of the ring. Snapped him like a Slim Jim.
Yo. Yeah, that dude almost got killed, but Brock stayed focused. He's like, "No, I want Cormier."
He got a good promo.
Yeah,
you actually heard Brock talk.
All he did was like say "motherfucker" and shit.
He just cusses. Hey, that's what he does.
You never hear Brock talk. So
that's
to hear
why.
Brock talk,
that's why
when
Paul
he talks
for him.
What he does, he curses.
Yeah, that's why Paul talks for him. Yeah,
I don't know. I think it would be dope if Paul Heyman was his advocate in UFC too. If Brock never talked and shit, Paul Heyman did all the talking.
My client.
That was so hard, bro. That was so hard.
I want to see Cormier at SummerSlam.
He was at Mania.
Sitting front row.
He was at Mania like 2 years ago.
Yeah. You know what?
He's a wrestling fan.
I just booked it, bro.
What'd you book?
You've been booking the whole time. Let's go.
Cormier.
Head booker.
Booker Megalan is showing up, and he's going to distract Brock, and that's how he's going to lose.
That's fire.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's fire.
And then Braun cashes in. So they get their story, and UFC gets their story.
Hey. I don't put that above either company.
And every fan will simultaneously explode.
And I'd be happy with that outcome.
That would be dope.
Daniel Cormier.
And he's in front row.
And then we're going to get
and
a,
he jumps over.
And then
and
we're
going like,
to get a Braun Cormier fake brawl that the whole roster is going to break up.
Nah, he's not going to. No. He's not going to get physical.
There'll be no physicality. No.
But he'll pretend to, like he's going to jump
He'll distract Brock.
And Brock will get distracted.
Roman will spear him or Superman punch him.
That'll just be the excuse.
1, 2, 3, and then.
I think it'd be dope if Brock Lesnar lost the title due to like a roll-up.
People don't talk about how, and I don't know why this came up to me, but I was just looking at old WWE pay-per-views, and the one where Eddie wins the title.
Yeah,
No Way Out. No Way Out.
It was with the roll-up.
Yeah.
And who interfered that
Goldberg.
They don't talk about?
Goldberg.
Goldberg is the speared one him. Who cost Brock the match.
He speared Brock Lesnar. Eddie had the belt, and he did the tornado DDT.
Yeah.
Not really on the belt, but it was
enough.
Near the belt.
But, like, that's the same story. We could do it again.
Yeah.
Like, you just building up to that match. I would like that. You ain't got to get physical, but that's, I don't know if Vince would be down with selling a UFC pay-per-view on his show. You know what I mean?
You never know.
I don't know if he'd be down with
you
that.
You don't know, man.
You got to pay him for that. They got to pay up.
You know, remember when a couple weeks ago you were talking about
they
whatever that match that made you cry? If a match was going to make me cry, it would have been when Eddie fucking won the belt.
Eddie, that was big.
I was like.
That was big. His family was there, too. Like, that was big.
Man. Then
the guy threw him the Mexico flag, and oh, man.
I just miss Eddie, bro.
I felt that.
I miss Eddie.
I mean, I remember Eddie's matches versus, like,
he has
Bradshaw.
Great matches. Oh.
Like, even those matches with Bradshaw were good,
Eddie was
too.
Great. Eddie was great with everybody.
He was.
Oh, boy.
God, man. God.
Legend, man.
R.I.P. to Eddie.
Viva I was going to say about you saying Vince not wanting to sell the
other company,
the UFC match, but Dana White and like Ronda Rousey was there,
and they're
they
not
didn't, like interfering in a match,
and they're not in direct competition.
Though. But they didn't sell a match like, oh, we're fighting next month.
No, they were selling Ronda coming to the WWE.
Yeah,
so doesn't Vince?
They were teasing it.
Vince owes them one. Vince owes everybody one.
He owes everybody one. I'm sure there's a bunch of like dead wrestlers. He promised a championship.
What do you think about Ronda getting the UFC Hall of Fame induction? Is it too soon?
That's dope.
Is it too soon?
It seems a little soon, but
I'm not saying she's not worthy of it.
But her career is over there. So
yeah, as long as she's not coming back,
Is UFC Hall of Fame, is it a new thing?
Kind of new. Because all the guys that are in, it's fairly new.
The only reason why I ask is you have all of the guys that were there early in the UFC.
Like Shamrock, Chuck
women
Liddell,
Couture.
Women, she is, you know, women, well, she's the pinnacle. But I'm just saying, like, with these other, the men that helped build the company, and that sounds mad sexist. I don't mean to be sexist. But the UFC was
like
built.
It was too soon for
the
her.
UFC was built on the backs men. Of the men because that's what was accepted at the time.
Yo, she made them a lot of bread.
Oh, no. Ronda
made them a lot of bread.
I'm a Rousey fan. I love Ronda Rousey. So I'm hyped that she's
I think that's what it was. And it's like the fact that
you know what?
She is the first woman to like gross over like 100 million or something like that. So,
and you know what? Like I've seen
for a main event. Didn't she headline? Yeah, didn't she main event?
Yep. She's the first UFC. Woman to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying,
yeah, yeah.
I think she's deserving. It does seem soon.
And I will say this because there's been a lot of clips of her and doing house shows and other live events. She's looking better and better in the ring.
She is.
Like her moveset is getting crisper. She's getting good. All that rust is coming off. And I'm like, damn, she could legitimately be like super dope.
She could be really good at this. I mean, just to think about how great she was as a fighter, like she could become a great as a wrestler.
I want to see her rely less on
she
that.
She ain't got to worry about getting punched in the face.
I want to rely less on the punches though. Like I want to see some other things brought in. Like the punches are
like
cool.
Like those shoot punch it combinations.
Like when she like gets Nia in the corner, she's like,
yeah.
And she's looking like Shane McMahon.
Yeah,
they need to clean that up.
Yeah, they got
to
stop that.
Yeah, she needs to like do less of
jabs.
That.
Like they don't look good.
Yeah, so great. But
there's
she does
too many of them. She's trying to like jab flurry people. And
she
like,
does look great. She's looking great in the
she's
ring.
She's getting better and better.
Yeah, and I'm
I gotta admit, man, I was a naysayer on Ronda. I was like, I don't think this is gonna work.
I wasn't too sure because she looked too deer in headlights to me. But that's worn off.
Well, like all the smiling and
she's
stuff.
She's getting better. All right, so the rest of this card, we got Finn Balor taking on Constable Baron Corbin.
Oh my god,
no stakes
who cares?
Here. This should be pre-show.
Are there stipulations? Is it like ladder match, tables match? Is there any? It's extreme rules.
Nothing for this one.
Really?
At least it doesn't say, but
Finn's
over.
Finn's got
to
go.
I want
right?
Finn to win. That's just me, though.
I mean, what are they doing with this guy?
I think they're just biding time. Eventually, Finn's
I think
probably,
once, I think gonna, once Brock's gone, he'll be in the heavyweight title picture.
He was just beefing with Seth, right?
Yeah, he could have been
now
in the
Seth
Intercontinental
is fighting
championship picture. He's fighting Dolph. That's going to be the match of the card.
Good.
30-minute Iron Man.
I'm with that.
Dolph versus Seth. Who wins?
We do.
Seth.
We do.
Yeah.
There's no Drew getting involved in that.
So Dolph wins.
Yeah.
I think he might be banned from
you know what, though?
No, he won that match.
He won that match.
On Raw,
This match right here could be the career-defining match for Dolph Ziggler. I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
In like
he's
what
had
way?
So
like,
many of these.
Like he solidifies
the
his,
pinnacle. Of, like yeah, this, that's this, why this he's this this will be like this will be the match that like people are like fuck.
5-star match.
This is going to be a this yeah, it's going to be a classic.
Cuz think about it. Unlimited pinfalls in
30
in,
minutes.
In 30 minutes?
Sometimes this is what being a company man gets you.
Yeah, hey.
Because
yeah.
Remember we were all saying, man, he put the title down and he left. Mm-hmm. Then he came
the
back.
The U.S. title,
and
yeah.
And he didn't have a title, and it was like, well, what is he
well,
doing?
What the fuck
like,
are you
not,
doing back?
Right, like, what are they doing with him? And now this whole, like, Drew and Dolph
now
shit
it's like,
is dope.
It's like the best like, story on Raw. Like, so, it's
is,
good.
This is going to be great for Dolph.
This I think, is going to be great.
And like I said, we're going to be the winners out of this one.
So, who takes it? Like, do you think Seth needs to get it back just because he had this
Seth
great
doesn't
run?
Need, Seth doesn't need it.
Seth should be – Seth is another one I think is just getting ready for – a universal.
Yeah, we were saying he was gonna move up.
Can I say I think Seth needs it.
Needs
he
to
really?
Win this?
Yeah,
I don't.
Needs to win it or needs the title in general.
I think he needs a title.
Okay, why?
So
because he can swing it around.
No. Yeah, yes, but
burn it down.
I think he needs it back just because. I was really feeling the fact that the Intercontinental title was the only relevant title on Raw.
Right.
So if he can continue to elevate said title prior to the Brock business happening, it'll kind of keep more eyes on Raw, in my opinion.
That's a good point. But I think Finn will be next up, and him and Dolph can put on great matches too.
So like
yeah,
Finn,
I think Dolph would like.
So Finn and
Dolph.
Finn and Dolph would be next.
Well, also,
for the IC.
Dolph,
that would be good.
Ladder match
cool
at SummerSlam.
Right
okay. That'd be crazy.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay.
with Dolph and Drew being cool right now, with them being was saying like that title can go to him and it'll still like you're building the prestige and stuff. If that's what you're worried about, I think it'll keep going. Like even if it, do y'all think them feuding is too early?
Well, like ooh, like Drew, I was gonna
Drew
say
and
because
Dolph, Drew and Dolph,
Drew and Dolph split is too soon.
So was, it throws it, but it throws it up in the air.
Because I was about to ask.
Well, because I was gonna say if something happens, could it be like a stable or something?
Could it be a stable though? Could, then, could two like, more guys pop up and be a stable?
That'd be great. Dolph would be a great leader.
If Dolph lost it, I could see it being the start of a Dolph Drew feud.
If Drew costs him,
if he costs the match,
because it throws it up in the air for something like that to roll out.
Okay. But I wouldn't be mad at a stable headed by Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. And
they need more stables, especially on Raw.
So if you could select who would be in that fantasy stable with Drew. With Drew and Dolph, what two other people would you put in that stable?
I would call up Lars and put him in it.
Ooh. Oh shit,
that would be fire.
Aleister Black.
Would that be cool to have a bunch of big guys around Dolph?
They're not gonna bleed. They're not gonna bleed like, out NXT.
I know they're gonna make him look so small. Like, hey guys, you listen to me, okay? He's all looking up at him.
Like he's the rat face heel.
Neville comes back.
Mm. Oh, that would be fire.
Don't even get me started on that.
We miss you, Neville.
Jeez.
We miss you, buddy.
King of the Cruiserweights.
The king of the Cruiserweights.
All right, so
We got, what are we picking here? We kind of split on
I'm saying Dolph. I want Dolph.
I want Seth to take it.
Okay.
I'll say Seth.
All right. I'm either way, but I say Dolph.
Okay.
Bludgeons versus Team Hell No.
Bludgeon husbands versus
Bludgeon cousin husbands.
Can we just cut to the end of the match where they give the titles to Team Hell No?
So, can I ask why? Did you see the new Team Hell No shirt?
No.
Oh, it's like the cane mask with like hands coming
out.
Yeah,
but it looks like a California raisin with hands coming out. Oh, my God.
Their shirts have been whack lately, man. I don't know what's going on with these shirts.
Not this one.
Speaking of
that
shirts.
That was a classic.
That's going to be the picture for that.
Speaking of shirts, please visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yes. Hey.
Search the Matt Mania podcast and pick up your own Matt Mania podcast t-shirt.
Brother.
on the flip side, you also have the Matt Mania soundtrack. So be sure to pick up that soundtrack and be sure to tweet us a picture or send us a picture of you wearing your best Matt Mania podcast gear. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Pro Wrestling Tees for the win.
Pro Wrestling Tees FT dub.
Yeah.
I need them to just give Dolph and Drew the tag titles and let them go full.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Shawn Michaels and Diesel.
Diesel.
Fire.
I wouldn't be mad at that. What if he pulls a Shawn Michaels? Didn't Shawn Michaels like give a belt away to like somebody before? He gave the European title to Triple H. He was just like, "Yo, just take this belt."
That's
like, what if Dolph does that? Where he's
just
like,
"Take this belt,
take the IC title. I'm going after the world title."
You didn't bring back the European title?
Nah. They're never bringing that back. I just,
you know,
why? Who disgraced it?
I don't know.
Why
Brown?
Is it not coming back?
D'Lo Brown.
I thought you were going to say.
Midian?
The British Bulldog. That's the only that's who I remember.
He was the first. He's the best champ they had.
I think D'Lo was the best champ. When I think
of
the European title, that's what I think of.
Because D'Lo would announce that he's from like different parts of Europe.
Every time
and
he came.
That
was great.
Him being the European title.
Classic
holder.
Heel. Shout out to D'Lo, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
And that's why somebody else who's not from the United States needs the United States title.
It like always Cesaro. Works better with a foreign heel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of foreign heel, well, I don't know if he's
why
a heel.
Why does it have to be a foreign heel? He's like, Rusev always works
Day.
Better.
But let's talk about SmackDown because I don't. Is Rusev a heel? Like, he did some heel stuff on SmackDown.
He's pretty heelish.
Is he a heel?
He's very over,
though. Super over.
Somebody said something about, is this guy like Stone Cold or The Rock earlier
no.
in this podcast?
What? No.
I did.
I'm not.
Oh, you said that about Braun.
I'm saying that's.
Rusev's almost as over as Braun, though.
That's what faces are now. Like, it's. We've talked about this before. Like, it's middle ground.
Cool, like
no,
cool
AJ
heels?
Through and through.
No,
here's a question.
AJ's squeaky clean.
Who's more over? Braun Strowman or Rusev? Who's more over? Think about
Braun's
it.
Braun's got to be.
Yeah, but,
really?
But there's lots
there,
of Rusev Day chants.
I used to think Seth was clean, but AJ is the cleanest.
I never thought about
AJ
that.
AJ is the squeaky cleanest guy on the roster. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's definitively Braun Strowman more
clean,
over so. than Rusev.
Mm.
Only because you're right
nah,
that Rusev Day
Braun
is everywhere.
No, Braun's over.
No, but they had they would have
who gets a bigger chant if they fight?
They'd have dueling chants. I think it'll be Rusev Day.
Rusev Day. Get these hands.
That'd be fire, though. That'd be fun.
Wow.
That'd be
Let's go.
They're probably the two biggest guys that are over in the company. Rusev they got to be. Who's more over on
AJ's
SmackDown?
Over,
who's more over
Daniel
on SmackDown?
Bryan's still over. More
He's in the other. He's in another category.
It's like a different stratosphere.
Yeah, you can't count.
And he's not even clean
Daniel
like
Bryan.
That.
They rise in another level.
No, but I think Rock has a good
point,
though.
Did we talk
about
them getting the belt? You think that Team Hell No is getting the titles?
Yeah.
It's kind of foregone conclusion.
Yeah, they are.
Bludgeons have had a pretty weak run.
And Kane's not going to be
there. They've had a very mediocre
run. Kane's going to go back and be the mayor of Bludgeons,
they gave
him
too fast, I think.
Yeah, the Bludgeon Cousins.
Who did they beat the Usos, right?
Yeah, clean.
Whack. I was so mad about that.
Hey, Rand, you brought up Becky Lynch. I was going to ask you, did you see the stuff about her and Nikki Cross teaming on the house show?
Really? They're teaming up?
Yeah. Mm.
So Nikki Cross is coming up?
Well, you know, it's Nikki Cross's Celtic with Becky Lynch. They might be setting up for a tag team. There's also been talk of women's tag team.
Becky
titles,
needs,
so.
Oh my God. Becky's the one person that I feel like needs the push more than anybody. Like, she's been so pure.
Yeah. I don't like her that much.
She's been a pure face her entire career.
She just needs a different suit, Rock Knowledge.
The suit she's in now, I'm not into it.
Have y'all noticed that they've been setting up for women's tag titles?
They've been doing a lot more team-ups.
Do you want women's tag titles? Was it Naomi and...
Do y'all want women's tag titles?
I will say,
on the record...
If going
to give the women something better to do.
If there's a good women's tag team division, hell yeah.
On the record.
Don't have three teams.
I'll say right. I would like a women's tag title, but I would make that shit universal.
Both brands.
So that champ has to go to both.
It would have to be.
Because you don't need a SmackDown women's
tag.
That'd
be tag, dope.
It'd be Raw
like,
women's
It'd be like Survivor Series all
right,
over
but then
again.
When would they
like every
it?
Month.
Is it all pay-per-views?
Because they're co-branded.
No, I'm
champ has to show up at both shows.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't even really defend titles on regular shows.
They don't really do it on TV that much. So that's
but there'd be build-up to that.
So but all the pay-per-views are co-branded now. Okay. So, yeah. They would
maybe you would
up.
Just have, like, number one contenders on both shows. And then,
right.
Yeah. Okay, I could see that. And then they'd mind up.
And then they would every other, like, pay-per-view.
Whoa, maybe. Oh, my God. I just had another vision.
Roll your eyes back in the back
of your
head.
About to book something.
Like Nick Jackson.
I got a vision.
He's got the power of the booking.
We were just.
Head booker, Mega Rant.
I got these strange booking powers. I didn't ask for these powers. Yo, women's tag team titles are going to happen.
Yeah. All right.
And you know who's going to be the first team to win it?
Who? All
right.
Bayley and Sasha.
No!
They're going to put them together, and they're going to go after the title. Like
just
Team
like,
Hell No.
Just like Cesaro and Sheamus.
Just like Cesaro and Sheamus.
Wow. But that's why I just said.
I hate that I was cursed with this power.
They've been building up. They've been building it. They had Naomi and Lana get together.
It's Bayley and Sasha.
Oh, shit.
Naomi and Lana. They got Becky Lynch and Nikki Cross.
Who's Natalya with? Who's Natty with?
I'm saying they're...
Natty's cool.
Yo, Natty. No. What if Natty and Charlotte were a tag team?
That'd be dope.
Ooh.
That'd be fire.
All
the lineage.
Run teams.
They're gonna put her with somebody else.
The Bellas can
come
back.
Who would Nia be with?
They're gonna put Charlotte with Oscar or some shit.
Nia and Tamina.
Oh God,
Tamina. Where's Tamina?
Bring back Tamina.
You know what? It'd be Tamina and Nia because of the family connection.
Yeah, like bring her back. Where's she been?
Yeah, where's she been?
I mean,
where's she been?
Nia be able to boost her.
And it'll be Carmella and James Ellsworth.
Hey, we can't tag up all the women now. They need some solo ones also.
That's true. You can't have everyone.
And it'll be the Iconics because they came up.
Well, that's true. They're
I think it's a matter of time. I think by the end of this year.
It'll happen.
They're going to have those tag titles before they go to Fox.
And
those
what
tag
is,
titles are going to be there. Yep.
When do the women main event a pay-per-view?
Might be next Mania. Ronda?
Ronda
will main event a WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
Or at least a pay-per-view.
It's probably in her contract. We get through this card
It probably is. No, there's more on this card.
But did y'all hear how they were talking about the WWE 2K? Did they make a mistake not putting a woman on this year's cover?
They could have put
Ronda. I know
Ronda.
It was AJ.
We were talking about
they
that.
Were saying it
Ronda's a pre-order bonus.
Ronda is in the game. She's
so
a bonus.
Rey
Mysterio. A bonus to download. They're talking about the cover of the game.
Yeah, but I'm saying like she's
I mean,
still
she hasn't even won a title yet. Ronda.
No, I said Charlotte. They could have put Charlotte on the cover.
Yeah, I think if she currently had the title, maybe. Mm-hmm. But she has had a great year.
You think
year.
That's something they might try to do next year? Yeah, why don't they put out two covers? Year.
One more time.
They're being stupid for not doing that.
They could have did a special edition with Charlotte.
Nah, because then it almost seems like they're just doing it to appease.
That's what they always do. They should do it as appease.
They should just do the one.
Do one, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying like do a girl, more. A female one, and not even do a guy one, just do a female one?
Let them have their cover.
Let
Ronda Rousey be the face of WWE 2K19.
It's going to be either Charlotte or Ronda. Charlotte versus Ronda, I think, is going to be the first women main event. I think.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
I feel like that'll happen at some point. I don't know when.
And Ronda takes it, right? Because Ronda's not losing on that stage.
Probably not. Yeah,
she's we're lead booking way in advance.
Way in advance.
I don't know. If I was Charlotte, I'd be hella salty.
Yo, I would be chill. Let's think about how
Charlotte is the Charlotte's the face.
Like she was like the GOAT.
She like boosted women the women's wrestler division so much.
And she beat Asuka. She broke the streak.
Trash cow.
And then
shut up.
Her moonsault is
what is she doing now? Where's she at?
She just had boob surgery.
Oh yeah, she had prostate. Nice.
Yeah, one of her implants popped.
The boob, and then she did the body issue of Sports Illustrated.
She looking like a man. Oh,
she's now.
She's doing her thing.
But she's doing her thing. But she ain't. She's not in the title picture.
They don't have a story.
They
could have
picked like
right
somebody
now.
Way better to do that body issue from WWE as a woman. Sasha Banks, Ronda Rousey. I think Ronda Rousey's done it before.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Ronda's done it before.
I thought she did a good job. She worked with what
Lana.
Lana. all right. Speaking of what's next?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Carmella versus Asuka with God. James Ellsworth suspended above the ring in the shark cage.
Shark cage.
Why did they bring Ellsworth back? This is weird. Like to do the almost same stories
because
been
he's
doing
the
before.
Intergender champion.
To do the same story.
Yeah, but I was reading
Enzo and Cass.
You know what I read about this?
Well, with the old Ellsworth stuff.
You know what I read about this?
All right, let's let Rock Knowledge here
read off what he read.
Spread his dirt sheet
this,
bullshit.
This is what I read. This is what I read.
Let us know
that the
never say where we read it.
No,
let us know where you
never.
Read.
We don't fact check.
No fact.
The culmination of this feud I was reading is going to end with Ellsworth turning on Carmella.
Okay,
into a romance with Trashka.
No, keep her name in your mouth. Keep her name in your mouth.
Just let Ellsworth turn on her.
They
and
are
then
killing
him,
Asuka.
And
like,
then let
they're
him win
just
the woman's title.
Slowly stabbing her character every week. Like, when I see her and Carmella, like, toe-to-toe, actually, like, fighting. And
makes
getting
no
her getting,
sense.
And Carmella getting moves off. I'm like, this is whack. That's some bullshit. This is so whack.
Now, you know what? I will say, like, yes, I'm not a fan of hers, but...
Who?
Of Trashka.
Pronouns, pal.
I will say that, like... I'm very surprised, and they were very big about her streak. And then once she lost,
it was over.
It's like her
it
push.
Downhill.
Her push was like what push?
They just rolled her down a hill. Like, all right, but that's what happens when. That's why streaks are such a bad idea. Once they're over, it's like you ain't got nothing else.
But they're
Goldberg
so
lost the streak was over.
So exciting,
and then
though.
It was garbage from then on.
Man.
Because they're no longer invincible.
And they asked, like, Bischoff, and I'm like, well, what were we supposed to do? Keep them 1,000-0? And it's like, well, the fans wouldn't have complained. Like,
it's wrestling. That would have been kind of hard.
Yeah, but like, it's like the way that they lost is almost
like
laughable.
Like a cattle prod. Like, and laughable. Then the dude, James Ellsworth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, things like that. Like, she
running
should
a
not,
distraction.
I
with the
should
wink.
Not be losing like that. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, but, she should get, I mean, like, cunt punch or something.
There's going to be some way there's going to be some shenanigans from Ellsworth.
Shenanigans.
Of course. So somehow, they're going to do the same thing they did with Enzo when he was in the cage.
What did Paul Ellering do when he was
happened?
Suspended?
Like, he had
when
to,
he was suspended
so, like,
above
key
the cage
up or something?
In the AOP match.
He was legit.
What did he do? No, he gave them something.
Yeah, he threw down brass knucks or
something.
That's
what it was. It was a chain.
Usually
a chain
or something. Yeah. That's usually what happens. So the person up top has something.
Of course.
And they throw it down.
That match is not going to be that good.
Nah. Remember, but they like got to do these gimmicks just so Asuka can have a match with her and not be a total
so
domination.
Who wins? I think Carmella keeps it.
Carmella keeps it.
She may drop it at SummerSlam.
Carmella is money. And we got Bliss versus
Shenanigans.
Nia Jax.
Shenanigans.
Extreme Rules match for the Raw Women's Championship. So somebody's going through a table. Somebody's getting some kendo stick
Extreme
shots.
Rules for who?
Nia versus
Alexa.
Alexa and Nia.
I want Nia, but I don't think Nia.
Big Fine.
It.
How about another thing where
Big Fine?
We always say shout out to Nia. We always say
Big Fine.
Wrestling matches, WrestleMania, like ends feuds. Yeah. And then this feud just starts right back up again.
This accelerated.
This is stupid.
I want
Why
Nia
are they even fighting again.
I want Nia to win.
Oh, they're fighting again because
rematch clause.
Remember she cashed in.
Yeah, and then
so
she won
like,
the belt back.
Yeah, because she was feuding with
It was kind of weird. They love Alexa. Like, the management, somebody, they're definitely, and somebody's in love with Alexa.
Yeah, because she looks good
and she could talk. Well, yeah, she could talk though.
She can talk.
She's little.
She's cute.
She could talk,
and you know,
she can do moves because she's little.
She can take moves.
She has a little bit of. She has a pretty good move set, but it just doesn't look. It doesn't look good against like Naya.
I don't like seeing her fight. Like, she's trying so hard not to get hit in the face and stuff. She's like, smacking away drop kicks. Like, they don't come anywhere near her.
Yeah.
She falls down.
Yeah.
Like, she's trying hard to protect herself.
Beating the hell out of her. So.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, I feel like this match, like, Naya is going to play the bumbling heel or the big bumbling person.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexa is going to probably, like, go for the knee.
Capitalize on the fact,
the height advantage. We've seen that. Kind of like a David versus Goliath.
She can use weapons.
Yeah, do the DDT into the Twisted Bliss, and then 1, 2, 3.
This is a moment where, like, just like AJ Styles continuously getting hit in the balls, when are you supposed to believe that wrestlers don't learn? If you know right. that somebody is going to be going...
Like, if you got your fedora on, right.
Yeah. You should know to protect the knees.
But this is an old wrestling trope that... The good guys or wrestlers in general are dumb.
Well, and
so like when you got your back turned and the whole crowd is like, turn around. He can't hear that. So they're like, what? Oh, chair boom.
Could come into play with AJ and Rusev.
Oh yeah, definitely want to talk about that match.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. AJ Rusev, who y'all got? Is it Rusev Day? Is it finally Rusev Day for real?
I still think Rusev needs to win that at one of the big four.
Let's put on our smart fedoras.
He's never doing that.
Why? Why would he not win
at a big four?
Why? Because why could he not win at SummerSlam?
They don't believe in Rusev that much.
What are you talking about?
They don't believe in him yet.
They, what? Pal. Who's they?
They don't believe
who's
you.
Who's they? Pronouns, pal. His pronouns.
His merch is those one of the hottest selling.
Okay.
The Rusev Day chants are everywhere.
Believe Rusev is a big four guy. Like a winning at the end of WrestleMania when the credits are rolling kind of guy.
I didn't say Mania.
So which big four would you have?
SummerSlam. Why not? No, why can't Rusev win at SummerSlam?
Never win at SummerSlam.
He's not swayed by those Rusev Day chants. Vince is not swayed
Vince
by those.
Don't care. He's like, man. So what? These fans are dumb. They don't know what they're chanting.
I strongly disagree.
If anything, I don't know if he's built to win. Come on. Like,
I don't.
Dean Ambrose, as over as he was, I kind of look at them kind of the same.
No
like,
way.
Super over. Everybody loved Dean Ambrose.
They both have hot wives.
That's true.
And he wanted that money in the
bank.
Wanted that money in the bank,
which is a big four, I guess.
No, it's not.
No, I guess it's not. It's like the fifth
the
one.
Big, that's one of the big four.
But nobody cares
matches.
About Survivor Series. They don't even do any title matches. They just do the
Well, you know what? Survivor Series is no longer what Survivor Series was when we
that's
were kids.
That's not a big four anymore.
Because Survivor Series used to be nothing but the four-on-four. Yeah.
Well, let's just list off the big four. WrestleMania,
the big four,
Royal Rumble,
yep.
SummerSlam,
Survivor Series.
I have money in the bank because of the stakes, but
because I feel like I feel the same way because Survivor
it is considered
Series
a big four.
Has been like a gimmick match
until the company acknowledges that that's one of the big four.
True,
it's still going to be
we
the
gotta
original
go by
big
what
four.
The company says.
Well, shit.
So
I still think that Rusev winning at SummerSlam would be crazy.
I just don't think that would happen.
The pop. Oh, my God. The Rusev Day chance.
Man, you know,
Jesus,
I could be
man,
wrong.
The Rusev Day chance at SummerSlam.
AJ could win now, and then they'd rematch this at SummerSlam, and who knows? But let's think about all the time and money they put into Shinsuke. I'm just going to make this one point.
Okay.
What about Rusev?
And Shinsuke. No, time and money. They haven't put anything into Rusev. They just let him get over organically. They put
into
Shinsuke.
You know what though? You could
new
be right
music,
because they don't like the organic. They don't like the organic shit in WWE. They want the man.
They
you
want,
know what?
They
you know what?
Who's gonna
they want the manufactured guys to be the ones. That's oh my.
But
you could
right,
be right
because they
be
want
right.
to be
look
in control.
Though. They want to control it. Now, I'm
if you
just
got
say
if
that,
you
though,
got big on
they
your own,
they didn't even give Shinsuke the title. They dude. Put all this money into
if,
that dude.
If you
well, Daniel Bryan,
he
didn't even have the U.S. Yeah. title.
And didn't even get. Well, he
Daniel
might get
Bryan,
the U.S. title.
He might.
Bryan
I'm just saying, as of now,
at,
he doesn't have it.
At WrestleMania. But if you get big on your own, and then when it's time to renegotiate, you got more power. They don't want you to get big on your own.
I don't think Rusev is a Vince McMahon guy. Just from the look. Plus, he's a foreigner. He's got an accent. Like, I don't know.
And let's put on our fedoras right now.
I could be wrong.
When Rusev McMahon about.
No titty?
Like.
Did you guys read the news about when?
God damn it, Neo!
When Vince McMahon proposed the fact that Rusev was going to go up against Undertaker,
supposedly
Lana, Rusev
Lana
or Lana
vetoed it.
Like, and then Rusev laughed in Vince McMahon's face.
And then what happened?
No, WWE announced it, so it was about to happen.
They announced it, but
so like, it didn't. It wasn't because Rusev laughed.
But if you read the dirt sheets,
when did you grow that sweet beard?
Oh,
has it been that long since I've seen you?
It's glorious.
Yeah,
it's
no, man, you know it grows.
Glorious.
It starts instantly.
How long is that?
It starts growing.
How long has it been?
It starts growing once the pay-per-view gets.
It
close.
Is impressive. We, like, we wish you could see the.
He's like last night
that we're getting.
He's all last Tuesday.
This was all a week of not shaving. So
I grew this out for extreme.
You're making
rules.
A good point. Go ahead. Keep.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Rusev, when like there was an article put out that Rusev, there was an article that Rusev laughed at Vince McMahon's face when he said that he was going to go up against Undertaker.
Okay.
At the
Greatest Royal Rumble. They announced it. They tweeted it,
and then they pulled it back.
Rusev retweeted it and said, "Bury me softly, brother." Like so,
it was on.
As far as he was concerned. And yeah, then yeah.
What if maybe, Taker vetoed it?
Maybe a couple of other...
That's a good point.
Because that match doesn't make sense. Rusev and Taker made no sense anyway.
Well, and that's why like I felt like when Rusev said, like, Vinnie Mac, you want me to go up against... I don't know why Rusev is Italian.
I don't either. I have no idea why.
Vinnie Mac, you want me to... What's the matter, you? Bury me softly, brother.
Is he Mario now?
You know?
So then... but the match wound up happening anyway. The pizza. Right. Didn't they do it anyway? And they put... Him and Aiden in the
double burial.
Oh, that match just
it did happen. I just remember
the only thing I remember from that is Titus.
They changed it. It was what Jericho, right?
Yeah, and then it went back to being.
And then it was Rusev, yeah, Rusev,
and Rusev got
and he got buried. It was a 5-minute match.
So I remember nothing but Titus.
After that long show, that's all I remember is Titus. Yeah. World slide.
That's gonna go down as like one of the top moments in wrestling for the year.
And the
for sure.
It could be top five.
Slammy for that.
It's just like it's things.
But what
like
was
that.
The point you're making? What is the point of him laughing? Supposedly
it's things
laughing.
Like that make me believe that Rusev company guy.
That's
you know?
What Rand said.
The fact that they buried him like that,
right?
They wouldn't have done that to AJ.
But Taker wasn't losing in that match.
He's
to
never
any
lose
to
that
anybody.
Match.
Taker would have beat the entire roster
he
in that match.
He didn't even lose that like MSG match with Braun and Roman.
Yeah.
The first time Taker's
really wasn't going to lose.
The first time they're in Saudi Arabia.
Who they put him against. It could have been freaking Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
Like
so
but it wasn't,
John Cena.
You know.
Yeah.
John
so.
Cena.
But like who's the highest mid-carder we have?
Highest Rusev. Mid-carder. Probably Rusev.
Really?
Can we talk John Cena too?
Like most over?
Mid card would be anybody not going for the main title, right?
Yeah, but finally,
so you got Finn.
So John Cena.
You got
Finn is way over.
You got Daniel mid-card. Bryant.
People say like he's a main event talent, but he's not main event right now.
Finn. Yeah, but he's a mid carder right now. Then
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Mid-carder.
Like yeah. Well, it can be anything, but when I heard that and I saw that and I read that, it's just kind of it kind of opened up like my eyes to where Rusev is in this.
I mean, it's a good
enhancement.
Point. It's a good point. Like, you would not... I think he's doing this for the fans. The fans
right.
are like, yo, Rusev's finally in a title match. Yes, Rusev. He's not going to win.
And right. what about that...
I don't think he's going to win.
What about that graphic we saw about Samoa Joe and AJ Styles? Hmm. Did y'all
what
see
that
graphic?
Which one?
Clue us in. Smarten us up, brother.
There was a graphic put out that Samoa Joe and AJ Styles were going to have another title match at the future pay-per-view.
Interesting. Oh, a graphic came out?
A graphic came out.
What's Samoa Joe doing right now? Is he hurt or who's he?
No, he's not doing anything right now.
He's not really doing anything, no.
Wow, he needs to be in that picture.
But at the same time, it gives more clout to the WWE title because the Universal title is non-existent at this point.
Can you imagine? And this is almost like what happened when Braun, no, not Braun. Bray won it, and for as happy as a lot of people were,
when Bray
won it, we were like, "Wow, Bray Wyatt has the top title in the company. Like, is he the top guy? No, you know what I mean. Like, he wasn't the top guy.
Don't get me started. That's nothing but WWE's fault that he's not
but
the top guy.
You're right. They could have made him a monster.
Bray was supposed to be the Undertaker. They built it all up.
Yeah.
They kidnapped Undertaker and Kane. Like, all of this crazy shit. The new face of fear. All this
and
stuff
they
were doing.
They never followed up on it.
No.
They never followed up on it.
No.
And you know why?
It was bullshit.
Because
he's fat. There, I said it.
I thought it was Mercer.
There, I said it.
He's got a regular body.
He's got a gut.
No.
I thought it was Mercer.
I was going to say, no, it was before that.
Yeah,
it's because WWE always falls back on the old guy. Come
because
back and
he's
beat
got
them
a
up.
Gut.
Like, and it's because
Vince does not want a guy.
Undertaker is a guarantee.
Like you're talking about for real. You're saying that Vince don't.
I think Vince don't want a guy with a gut or a guy who is not like the all American look to be the guy.
Man, you would have thought that Mick Foley would have showed this guy.
These guys are transition dudes. Like, I had a real good conversation with somebody who I won't say because, you know.
You can't.
But I can't.
Well, whoever he is.
Friend of the show who's either is or was a wrestler in WWE who said, look, man, I just got to accept that I'm not a WrestleMania guy. Like, some of us are transitional guys.
We talking to Fandango?
that gets you between those pay-per-views.
Stop trying
that
to guess, man.
Get you to Mania. Get you to the Big Four. They hold the company down all year.
They could also leave and then be...
And then you're out for 90 days and your whole thing is gone.
Saying everybody can do that, but I'm saying those same guys that are saying, hey, I'm not a WrestleMania guy, you could be, like... Main event G1 guy. You could be the guy somewhere else.
Juice Robinson.
Champion.
Bet on himself.
CJ Parker.
US champ. So anyway. Right,
so I'm like, you can.
You could. You know what I mean? A lot of these guys could go and be the Cody or the whatever. CM Punk wasn't a WrestleMania guy for them. As great as he was, he's the transitional all-year guy.
That's what he
which
always,
is wild.
Which is crazy.
That's what he always
He wasn't a WrestleMania
about,
guy.
But
he never got his moment.
Left before his favor.
You know why? Because he was not a WWE creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that,
so it's
but
like,
is that going to stop when Vince dies, you think?
It's already stopped.
I think
AJ
it's stopping.
AJ is not a WWE guy.
AJ, no. You know, AJ, everybody right now, Kevin Owens, all these guys are from
indies. They're indie guys.
And like,
right, because indie guys are
But they're adopting the moniker. Popular. The moniker of WWE right now.
Will we see Young Bucks?
Are the Bucks coming to WWE?
They're making too much money on
what about
the,
Kenny?
On the side.
You think we'll ever see Kenny in the Bucks?
I think
there was a quote. Wouldn't it be cool if we could win the WWE tag team titles without having to sign the WWE? So
they made some sort of a
challenge against the deleter
to
of
the
world.
Deleters of worlds. Yeah. Like and Matt's been entertaining it. Like, oh, September 1st, you say, sounds delightful. Like they're gonna show up or something.
Wonderful.
No,
how
but
crazy
I don't
would
think they will?
That,
but that'll be crazy.
Gonna watch it anyway because we're half in.
For real.
That would be insane. Imagine that. Like they show up
if Matt and I are winning Bray Wyatt.
For real. Depending on, well, I can't even say depending because they already sold 10,000 tickets.
Yeah.
But because of that, the possibilities are open. Come on now.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to, all the dirt sheets that Rock has been reading.
They'll put it on Rock. We all read the dirt sheets.
Why they got to be Rock dirt sheets?
We all read the dirt sheets.
Says that, that WWE is getting ready to offer all of those guys a huge payday.
Money.
To come over.
Really?
Yeah. After,
like after all in?
After all in. So.
Jericho is the plant. He's the guy that's best putting it probably.
But yo, what if Jericho is the plant?
But if all of these basically
the perfect plant.
If basically the Bullet Club, if the Elite and Cody can come up with some sort of deal with Vince.
Why would Cody come back, though?
No, not coming back.
Cody's going to come back at some point.
He's proving a point.
To do a crossover venture.
Oh, a crossover. Like one time, one night only thing.
Exactly.
That'd be great.
How does that benefit Vince? That benefits the fans, but how does it benefit Vince, though?
Can I say something real quick?
Let me see that.
It benefits him because it depends on what the
competitor.
No, it depends on what the split is that he's going to get percentage-wise.
He ain't going to get no more than he would get from a Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
that means that they're going to get more.
That would be a huge draw.
It's got to be like 60-40.
Versus like, you know, the 30,000 that they draw.
Do you think they could have sold out 15 to 20?
Vince will get them Vince will get them
because
a bigger building.
The only time WWE really sells out is for the major pay-per-views.
The Big Four.
They don't sell out Raws and SmackDown like they used to.
That's true.
Well, and can I say something?
All they have to do is be like, okay, we'll let AJ come to one of your events.
WWE New Japan Pro Wrestling.
AJ rejoins the club.
Any building you
AJ and like Jericho, and then you got 20,000.
Speaking of All In, Mad Maniacs, we are still half in.
Happen.
That's what she said.
So please.
Let's get us all the way in.
Please go to prowrestlingtees.com, search Matt Mania Podcast, and pick up one of our shirts.
Uh-huh.
Go to the Patreon and search Matt Mania Podcast and support us on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Your support is going to help us to get half in to all in.
The way
and
in.
Viewers
okay?
like you.
We want to be all in. This Starcast, is a, this all is... kinds of great stuff. We actually got a show going on out there. August 30th. Tickets are available now.
Exactly.
In Chicago.
Chicago.
Come through, and it's going to be great at Emporium Arcade Bar on Thursday night, August 30th. Hope to see you there.
So, Matt Maniacs.
What's going on with you, man?
We got to do our putover.
What's up, half
he's
in?
Half in.
Are you not in?
Are you
half in? I'm still half in. I haven't half got in? Full confirmation.
Okay. So, again, I will reiterate to the Matt Maniacs out there, we are still half in. Please continue to support us.
That's true. Go get that shirt. Go get the pins. Go get the CD. Get it all. Thank you so much.
Help
for
us. Even got the chest meat showing out of
the hamburger
you
meat, son.
You got the chest meat.
The hamburger meats.
Hamburger meat.
So please continue to support the Matt Mania podcast.
He's in here looking like Scott Hall. Where's his toothpick?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. You know.
Not his shirts.
You know who I am.
Check the podcast.
Check the podcast, yo. Hey, Matt Mania.
By the pins.
Search pro wrestling tees. Search
go.
Search search the Patreon and become friends of the show.
Chico.
And go to megaran.com, search the podcast and listen to the archives.
The American dream.
Get the archives. Thank you guys so much, of course. We gotta do our putovers and get ready to get out. But
the
we
whole
got
card?
We got
that is not the whole
that
card.
That was not the whole
yeah,
card.
It is.
No,
isn't it?
Hell no. We didn't talk about
we didn't talk about Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke.
Is it raining right now?
No.
According to my weather doohickey.
It's been on and off all day.
According to Lord Raiden.
No, there's more on that card.
Jeff Hardy, Shinsuke. I've done like 10 matches.
And we still got that's more
enough.
To go.
The main events.
We still got the G1.
Put overtime.
Does Shinsuke get the US
title?
I think he deserves it.
Come on. I think the
after he got bit by a dog, he deserves it.
If Shinsuke takes it, it'll provide a nice dialogue between like, listen, I have this title, you have this title.
What, like Japanese and US relations?
And him and AJ.
And so you think they'll come back together for more fighting?
Yeah.
And I'll also say Jeff Hardy is boring right now.
He's not doing a whole lot with the title.
He's not
he's
doing
better
much.
Than his
I feel like
he's
a transitional.
They're not doing much
that,
with him.
Yeah.
They're trying to rely on nostalgia. Jeff Hardy be a champion back when Jeff Hardy was wrestling before. Right now, he doesn't have that.
He's got it no more.
Man, he's got that old man. He's got that dad bod.
He getting by on nostalgia. It's been a lackluster run for him. So, but I rather would you rather have them just left it on gender? And
yes,
I mean,
well, why didn't they pull the? They should have. Shit with Matt instead of taking him away and just having Matt do it with Bray. Like, why didn't they throw Jeff into that mix?
I read
too?
Originally that was the plan, and then they were like, nah. I think they just soured on gender so much that they were like, somebody's got
to
get this from him.
He's all like Zen, like show. Shanti.
He's like Buddha now, right?
Shanti.
I like it. He's got some personality now. All right, so that is hard. Let us know if you're going to be watching it. Hit us up on the Twitters. Let's now put over our things outside of wrestling.
I'm actually not going to be watching it. I'll be at the movies. No, they're. You know what?
What you going to see?
This it's the at Studio Movie Grill. It's the 30th anniversary. They're doing a screen of Big, the Tom Hanks movie.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
One of my I'm taking my sister.
Great movie.
One of my favorite movies.
Rock
of all
knowledge.
Time,
you
bro.
Are adorable.
Well, totally understand because Big is classic,
super classic.
Yeah, I think they're doing.
That's the one they play the piano, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I always wanted to do that.
Me too.
So I'm going to put something over.
Yes.
I've been playing this game on Switch called Hollow Knight. I almost said Shovel Knight because it reminds me of that. But it's by, I forget the company. But they did a Kickstarter a couple years ago. They raised some bread. They made this a game. Great soundtrack, real classical by a guy named Christopher Larkin. It's fun. It feels like Metroid, Castlevania style. Great music, fun game. And it's only like $15 on the store. And I've been on it about 5 hours now. I get stuck a lot, but I like the music, so I don't really mind getting
stuck. There
you
stuck. Go.
Hollow Knight on the Switch. Check it out,
nice,
y'all.
Nice. Who next?
All right. Rock, what do you got?
Yeah, what you're going to put over, and I'm not going to go into details because I can't, but I'm putting over my favorite show on TV right now.
They say this is a big French town. Uh-oh.
The most fire intro song.
It is.
This
is
doing
the shmoney dance right now.
Yeah. Yo, this is like, and for me, this is like top 5 50 songs.
Oh, definitely.
This song is hard.
Guys, if you're not watching Power, yo, you're missing out.
Got
Power.
Into it.
Never, ever?
No,
oh, wow.
Never seen that one.
You gotta get up, get back on your bootlegs.
No, I just don't care.
No, it's good, man. And Hulu has the first 3 seasons. And they're
on,
what,
they do.
Five
they're on 5.
So it'll at least get you caught up.
Yeah. You can definitely always guarantee, if you're looking for me on a Saturday night, I'm at home, 9 p.m. It's on demand on the Stars app.
It's my own, I have my little ritual. I got my brew. Got something else.
He's got a face mask.
You know?
He's got Cheetos.
As soon as that... Oh, man, I'm hyped, man, when that theme song hits. Tiff watches
Power. She's caught up with it, but yeah, I don't watch it.
As soon as that theme song, man, it's my wife super like, dope. Oh, yeah.
It's super, super dope, man. My only gripe is I think they are, once again, trying to incorporate way too many different storylines into, and there's a whole lot going on.
I never watched any of the episodes of the other Power, either.
The other Power.
With Terrence Howard.
It was another Power. It's called Empire.
No, they're not.
Hey, man.
Another Power.
Let's make some records.
They're not even remotely close to being the same music, show. Man.
Hey, man. No,
like, nowhere near the and same. Ghost.
No,
like,
I know, but don't you remember when they were feuding? Yeah. That's why I said.
Honestly, right. Man, Ghost might be one of the hardest and coldest like characters in TV. Like, Ghost is so ill, bro.
He is.
Yeah, it's a dope show. It's got a huge following. If you're not watching it, check it out.
Yo,
I won't talk details because I don't want to spoil it for nobody. Is,
there are some beautiful people on that show.
Angela's gorgeous.
And they,
Notori.
They tend to get
Lala
into some interesting situations.
Hey, talking about looking like a snack.
So snack season, of the week.
Season 4.
Snack of the week. Snack of the week.
You see Lala's.
Woo-wee.
Angela's hot.
Yeah, Ghost's wife is hot. There's a lot of great things. A
lot
to
of beautiful
women.
Beautiful women. Beautiful.
Hot in here.
It is.
It's
let's finish this up.
And her.
Nia, Teak, what do you got? What'd you put in Overset?
So in 2 weeks, July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th, Fathom Events is doing the 20-year anniversary? Couldn't be that old. I don't know.
Of what?
Princess Mononoke.
What's that?
Woo! Ooh,
classic
anime.
So yeah. I watched it last year when Phantom.
They came out in '97. So yeah,
is it 20 years now?
It's been 20 plus.
Yeah. So
it's going to be in theaters.
So yeah, it's in theaters. Yeah, select theaters. I know Harkins at Tempe Marketplace normally has it because that's where I go to do my Fathom events. But yeah, I'm gonna be catching it one of those days. So if you guys want to see it,
is it good?
Let
What's
me
it
know.
About?
Princess Mononoke.
Like, give me like a brief like synopsis.
Shit, it's like about evolution and stuff like that. It's like the deeper meaning of it.
Is there fighting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got the Blu-ray, dog. If you want to borrow.
Is there fighting?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's the basis. When is it? The basis of it is like human nature and people.
July what?
July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th.
I'm about to go check it out.
People destroying
expand
nature,
my horizons
expanding
a little bit.
Land and stuff like that, taking over stuff.
Some real life shit.
It's like nature fighting back. It's like feudal, like Japan type stuff. So
okay,
it's like back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice actors, you got like Jada Pinkett is voice acting. A lot of like major stars.
How did I not put that over? I'm sorry. You just mentioned Jada Pinkett Smith. If you're a Tidal subscriber, listen to the Rap Radar podcast with Will Smith. Man, it is really, really, really good. And I agree with Elliot Wilson and B-Dot that it's very, very like scary to hear Will Smith curse.
Hey, yo,
it's not the norm.
Didn't you a couple episodes ago bury Will Smith when he
brought
out that rap?
I don't care; those bars are trash. I'm just saying the actual interview, the interview itself, because he talks about like Fresh Prince, he talks about his acting, he talks about his creative space.
Oh, okay, so it's like, different.
It's the most in-depth
Rock
interview I've heard.
Put over.
I'm sorry. My bad, fam. You just mentioned Jada.
Hey, great mind.
Hold on. And it was because he doesn't know anything about Princess Mononoke, so he says, let me talk about something I know.
I know, right?
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Right. He's like, all right, enough of that. Let's talk about something I know.
But Ray and Rock seen it before, right? What do you guys think?
I want to see it again. It's a classic, though. I saw it. It was one of the first anime movies I saw.
All right, look. We're going to do a Matt Mania screening. I'm going to go with y'all.
Let's do it.
I'm going to watch it with y'all. We'll go check it out. I want to check it out.
My homeboy Barrett Page.
I trust y'all. Let's do it.
My homeboy Barrett Page, friend of the show, he's an artist, and go support him, Barrett Page. He actually gifted me the Princess Mononoke Blu-ray, and it is amazing.
What are you putting over, sir?
Okay. I will put over, because I've been on this big anime trip.
More anime.
Lately, this is the anime I've been watching. I've been watching Chiyo's School Road. That's one anime.
Mm-hmm.
And the second anime I've been watching is it's called Backstreet Girls.
Okay.
Backstreet Girls?
Is that produced by Evil Angel?
No. So Girl. Backstreet Girls.
Are back.
Alright. It's actually
sounds like a porn title.
It's actually about these guys who actually become women to become Japanese idols, and they do Yakuza type shit. So
Hold on.
So
turn themselves into women,
yeah,
so they can be stars. So,
yeah.
And then I thought you said Yakuza.
And then do a bunch of Yakuza shit once they're stars?
Yes, yes.
Yep, yep.
Yes and yes.
Wow. There's part of my brain that says that's
right.
That's kind of fly,
and right?
Part of the other part of my brain is like saying too long like, fu.
Like it's like too long fu.
Like yeah. why couldn't they do Yakuza shit when they were dudes?
Well, it's because they were Yakuza, but their boss said, "Hey, we can they make more. We can make more money if you guys are idols." So he orders them to become idols.
So they had to turn their P's into V's.
Yeah.
Man, that's like that UFC chick who was a guy.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Wait. Was she really a guy?
No. I don't know. No, Cyborg. Wait, no. Not the one they're talking about.
Her hands are as big as her balls.
Damn. Sorry, sponsors.
And her hands are as big as her balls.
Wow.
Thank you, Neo. And you've been looking for sponsors.
All right. Yeah, we're good on the real.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move
on. Oh, my God, yo.
What? In Lucha
or the
Underground.
Octagon, my bad.
Mm-hmm. What? Y'all watch Lucha Underground?
No, but I've seen it. I saw it.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's like episode number 2. There's this new wrestler called Exolicious.
Okay. Yeah, he's new.
Who's a guy, but wrestles
as a woman?
As a flamboyant style. I'll just say flamboyant.
Okay, but he's not transgender. He's just not he's transgender. A guy. He's a straight-up guy.
Like a twerking elbow.
So he was like Mark Miro's character in WCW. Was Johnny B. Bad or Johnny B. What was it? Was it Johnny B. Bad?
A little bit more.
I think so.
Yeah. Johnny B. Bad.
All right. I got a last thing I want to talk about before we hit the 90-minute mark.
Oh, man. It was so good.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I didn't get the anime you made. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Got it.
So, fact check. You know me being a big weeb, so.
All right. You're always bringing us the anime.
I'm on there.
So we got some questions.
I also have questions, too.
Next weekend, I'll be at the Gathering of the Juggalos. That should be crazy. I'm going to be missing San Diego Comic Con.
Are you worried about your safety at all at that venue?
Nah,
event?
Man. I could throw these hands.
I'm not, no.
If I have to.
I'm not worried about you, sir.
I don't expect to. They say there's a lot of love there.
I expect get a little.
You can just hang out. Hang out in the artist area. Are you going to mosey in the crowd?
Like, I might mosey in the crowd a bit. Yeah.
If hands are thrown at Mega Ran, he'll just throw like a big lariat and like just knock a bunch of Juggalos.
You know what he'll do? He'll do what Ron Burgundy did in Anchorman. He'll do the little call, and then we'll all show up.
Yeah, everybody just
team assemble.
Matt Mania Pod assemble.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have.
Let's get them.
Okay,
go ahead.
From Zach Blargvarg, friend of the show, my best friend. Okay, Matt Mania Podcast. Do you think Vince told Goldust he couldn't get because Vince was worried it would make him too attractive? Go.
Probably.
I love you, Zach.
That is likes boobs. So.
That is a great question.
You're my best friend.
And the 10-year-old in me totally agrees with that. The adult me is like 50-50. Because if Vince McMahon really said that, I wouldn't.
God damn it, pal. Get some tits.
Because Vince does like what? The titties. The puppies.
Wow. Yeah, probably. What's your next question?
Next question.
All right, next question from, was it Gibran Mesa from Gibran Spins Wax? What is the best show you guys have been into? I think we kind of show? Yeah, I think
TV
we kind
show?
Of. Yeah.
Oh, we did that. Yeah. Power is the best show
Powers.
On TV.
I've been watching anime.
Power, a lot of good anime.
Queen of the South. Watch Queen of the South.
Hey yo, like real talk. One Day at a Time. Got the three
Hell
seasons.
Yes, they did.
With Melissa Fumero
and Gloria Stefan's gonna appear.
And Gloria Stefan. So that's dope.
That Dr. show
Robot
is amazing.
Is also a good Dr.
Robot.
This is on Netflix. They just added The Sinner. The short miniseries from USA with Jessica Biel.
Woo!
That joint is super dope.
Really?
Watch that.
Okay, I gotta peep
super
that.
Dope.
Oh, it hasn't came out yet. But everybody needs to watch this when it comes out. Snowfall. Have y'all seen the previews for Snowfall?
Is that the one about like
it's
the
FXX show?
Oh, yeah. like the hustler type.
Yeah, I saw the preview.
The teenage black boy.
Yeah, yeah. Snowfall.
That looks
good. Dope connects.
Has anybody watched Luke Cage?
I haven't.
I'm about three episodes in.
Dude, I'm like 10 episodes in. It's good.
Is it good?
It's good.
Okay.
I want to get through.
Danny Ran, whatever, Iron Fist, definitely didn't come off as like such a bitch.
And, he didn't watch Iron
he's
Fist,
better
so.
Now.
I didn't watch Iron Fist. I didn't watch like, the Defenders either, though.
No, I didn't. I watched like three episodes of Fist.
So that's our shows. Any other questions?
Jones. I have two more questions.
I haven't seen season two of that yet.
All right. Matt Mania Podcast. If you could play one game for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Twister.
Twister.
I'm just playing.
Video game?
Game.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart for six, the Double Dash?
Huh? No, that's GameCube.
Yeah, oh, 64.
The original that
game
one was great.
That game to me is okay. One of the greatest.
I agree.
Of all time.
I actually will say the same thing.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I almost dropped out of college.
Mario Kart 64.
Mario Kart 64 was my life.
Even if you don't play video games, you can play Mario Kart.
That
was my life. It's not super complex, and it's fun.
You play like every game. Mazel tov. Did you ever play Myst?
No. That looked boring as hell. I ain't never messed with that. That's a computer game.
Yeah, that's like
one of the things. It was on Saturn, I think.
No, I didn't have it. It was on set. It was mostly a computer game, though.
It ported from computer.
Yeah.
It was on the same thing that had the Knights.
Yeah,
George Lopez is my fucking hero.
George Lopez is a G, ladies
taking a
and gentlemen.
Piss on Donald Trump's star.
He is on TMZ's site taking a piss on the Donald Trump Hollywood star.
It's a hot take?
Hey, wow.
Hot take?
Lopez the GOAT. Wow.
That's amazing.
That's pretty gangster.
That's amazing. I love that.
Wow.
Yo, that's so gangster.
That's
all right.
Ballsy.
Any more questions?
Yeah.
Literally ballsy.
No pun intended.
Well, we got more.
What about the game that I would play? If I could play one game.
Yep.
For the rest of my life.
Yep.
It'd be Final Fantasy Tactics.
That is a great game.
Okay, yeah.
It is.
Next question. What are your thoughts on the latest Super Commuter album from Patrick Kilowski?
Super Commuter?
Hey, Patrick. I haven't heard it.
I don't know who that is.
I am a big fan of Super Commuter. Super Commuter is a group that makes like chiptune-y music.
Oh, so this is a question for Randy.
I have not heard it. So like I'm going to put it on my my Spotify. Patrick?
Yes.
Thanks, Patrick. Any more questions?
None as of yet.
That's good. I got a couple.
Oh, we got a couple.
Okay, here we go.
Is the New Day the best trio today?
Yes.
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 I'm going to say yes.
Until proven otherwise.
As far as ability goes.
Than Young Bucks, Swift, Kenny is their third?
I mean, that was from Sock Mikey Mike.
But I'm just asking.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Do you have an answer for the question, Neo?
I think the best trio is the Undisputed Era.
They're really good, too.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're really good.
Someone asked,
I'm
Kevin Gill.
With, Trios Champions.
Kevin Gill is friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
From Lucha Underground.
Who are they?
best trio
great buzz going on,
today.
Man. This is awesome. They're not,
you know who I'm talking about, right?
That fucking Dragon Tribe? Or, I'm sorry, the Snake Tribe.
What's the next question? All
right, here we go. Here we go.
At Gathering of the Juggalos, any of the real JCW shows? Yes, Juggalo wrestling, championship wrestling is a real thing, and they will be having matches going on at the Gathering. So I'm looking forward to that. Those
I'm not
dudes,
gonna lie, that would be a fun event to like people watch.
Yeah,
that's what I would do. I'd play the back
absolutely,
and just have a couple beers and just observe.
That's what I'm gonna do.
It'd be fun.
I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna nap in my Instagram stories will be lit.
I'm with it.
Please keep in luck.
You can't say the word lit no more because Donald Trump Jr.
killed that word last week.
Rain, so you got any more questions?
It will be dope.
I got a few from Instagram. One of them asks, do you think Undertaker should hang up the boots or keep digging holes and taking
He actually looked good. Every time I think like, oh, it's enough. Honestly, it's not even about how good he looks, but I think it's time. He got it. He should put over a young talent and move on.
He did do it. He did. Like you saw at the end when he kind of put over Braun and Roman Reigns by
he didn't
like
lose.
Well, they took the time to like
he didn't lose
he him up.
But he did ever since
nah,
he lost,
brother
ever since lose. Roman was when I said it was time for Undertaker
it was storyline wise that was a perfect time to go like
look
actually
he's gonna,
the
he's gonna be at Mania
was the perfect time
he's gonna
to
be
go.
At Mania next year so who cares.
And I know we just answered what's the best trio, but somebody asked what's the best tag team in pro wrestling?
Currently?
Oh, Young Bucks, no question, I think.
Yeah.
As far as their, you know,
Young
teamwork.
Bucks?
They didn't say just wrestling now, but that's your pick for best tag team?
I mean, the Usos are damn near close. Like,
no, but they ain't got no straps.
I mean, they ain't got no straps, but wrestling's fake.
I said
that don't mean just because they don't
have
belts,
bro. Scripted.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Little Matt Maniac, did not hear that.
I'm gonna go with the Dudley Boys on that one.
Okay,
I'm not mad at that. The Hardys could be in that conversation.
Vince to not be a big tag team guy, there's some great tag teams out of.
But what does he do though? He usually splits them up, and one becomes a star.
Well, I really like Evil and Sonata.
Wow, usually Jericho, Christian, Jericho. I mean, Jericho was a star before that, though. I think.
You mean Edge and Christian?
Oh, Edge and Christian.
Edge and Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edge, well.
I never honestly,
they were determined. They
if you would have told me, told me at 17 that Edge was going to go on to be a multi-time world heavyweight, I would have called you a
I would have told you that you were bullshitting if you would have said it about Christian. I never thought Christian had any potential with
Christian's
anything.
Christian's had all the titles.
I know, and he came back. But that was after Edge left when Christian was the guy. But think about he came in the Brood, you had to get rid of Gangrel and Edge be the guy. Because he was the number three.
He was
third. But Christian was that mechanic. He can work with anybody.
Yeah. I mean, a team would always have that guy, but he wasn't as charismatic. No. He's more charismatic with Edge.
Yeah.
But once Edge left, he got to show his chops.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being here. This is Matt Mania. And no, you can't say anything else.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, save somebody for next week.
Somebody do the shout outs.
As always, shouts to everybody listening. And we are at the world famous DigiLab Studios. And this is the number one place for all your recording needs. Come through. Go to recordingstudiophoenix.com. Come check us out. And record your podcast here, like us, many others.
Yes.
Anyway, shout out to those cats. And what else? We got any more shout outs?
I think that's about it.
I think that's it.
Shout out to Juice Robinson becoming the new IWGP U.S. champion.
Shit. True. Shout out to Jay Lethal for becoming ROH heavyweight champion.
Woo! True. It's a good time right now for wrestling, as always.
Get well soon to.
Yeah, Hiromu Takahashi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly,
has he got a broken neck?
Supposedly, he's on the flight back to Japan, so supposedly he's okay.
I don't even really know what a broken neck consists of nowadays, since Kurt Angle won championships with it. Like, I thought once your neck was broke, you were done.
I thought you were like physically dead when your neck broke.
I thought a broken neck was like
you snapped the neck of your dick. You know. As always, ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders
off the mat.
Peace.